when our Lord Jesus Christ appeared to Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta as she was traveling through the country of India on a train. She had been already at that time in a religious community for nearly 20 years, doing great things in the church in India, training young people, teaching them the faith. She was happy, content, wanted nothing more in life. And our Lord appeared to her and asked her to separate herself from that community to establish a new religious order that would serve the poorest of the poor one day all throughout the world. And in that moment, Mother Teresa had a sense of what that would mean for her. How would her sisters ever understand? They would feel like she was betraying them. She'd be ridiculed, persecuted. On her own, walking the streets of India, people would think she was crazy. This is what she said to our Lord. My Jesus, what you ask of me, it is beyond me. I can hardly understand half of the things you want. I am unworthy. I am sinful. I am weak. Go, Jesus, and find a more worthy soul, a more generous one. And this is what our Lord said to her. You are, I know, the most incapable person, weak and sinful. But just because you are that, I want to use you for my glory. Because you are weak, my glory will shine forth from you. It's like a priest I know, probably the greatest preacher I've ever heard. His ministry is incredible. He travels around giving retreats. People flock to him by the thousands. And so many souls are touched, there's immediate conversions that occur. And here's this man who lived a very sinful past, comes from great brokenness. And so one time this priest, he goes to the founder of his religious order. He says, Father, I don't understand it. You know, how could God do all these great things through me? Why would he choose me? And his founder, this priest, looks at him and says, well, gosh, that's easy. He couldn't find anybody worse. Right? No one would ever doubt that it's he at work through you. It's not you alone who's preaching, but the Holy Spirit is operating, touching souls. My brothers and sisters, if you were going to found an organization that you wanted to last until the end of time, and you could search all throughout the world and appoint whomever you wanted as the CEO, what would you look for? What qualities, what attributes? You might think, well, gosh, you're the most intelligent person I could find, as well as the most virtuous, who's well-educated with a great pedigree, who studied at the most prestigious universities, someone with deep pockets, who's attractive, well-proportioned. God not only could choose anyone upon whom to establish his church, but he could create the person whom he would choose. And whom did he choose? A crummy fisherman from a backwater town who was not well educated. Simon Peter, who was impetuous, who did not want to forgive more than 7 times, who didn't have the courtesy to tell our Lord that his mother-in-law was sick in bed, who would one day deny him. And yet for all that, a man with a heart of gold, who would come back to him over and over and say, Lord, forgive me. And every time with greater resolve to follow Christ faithfully. My brothers and sisters, I for one am incredibly thankful that Peter was not perfect. because I would have a very difficult time associating with him. He was a work in progress, like every single one of us, right? Who had to stumble along the way and little by little be perfected. He had to grow in holiness, in faith, in charity. What if God has chosen someone perfect? Wouldn't it be all the more difficult to follow him? And my brothers and sisters, so knowing that like Peter, we are all weak and wounded and imperfect, what do we do if we are going to follow that same path? Our Lord says, do not be afraid to take my cross upon you. Yeah, I know you're weak, but it's through your weakness that I will make you strong. As St. Paul said, it's when I'm weak that I am strong. What do you mean by that? It's in and through our weaknesses, and this is why we should take advantage of our weakness. That he shows us that we can't rely upon ourselves, that we've got to surrender ourselves to him. One time someone came to Mother Teresa, and this was later on in her life, when she had already accomplished more than most people in the history of the world. And someone came and said, Mother, how do you do it? How have you accomplished all that you have in your life? And she looked at the person, she said, because I depend upon our Lord 24 hours a week, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Because he's revealed to me that I am nothing. And so I have abandoned myself totally to him. It's what he wants from us when he allows us to see our faults and weaknesses. Not to flee from him, but to throw ourselves all the more into his arms, to ask him to work in and through us. I close with this quote from St. Peter Julian Aimard. He said, one of the surest signs of holiness is the willingness to grow in it slowly.